they need to be trained as scientists. They need to be trained as engineers, as human beings. Space missions are important. Organizing and making multicultural crews is the synergy of the different actors to a world that is still in construction.
Welcome to the Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration. Eurospace Hub aims to digitally connect the space ecosystem in Europe, from tech transfer offices to industry, space accelerator networks, research centers, and other universities. Eurospace Hub will allow these actors to easily connect with financial opportunities, from the Horizon Europe framework to space research, space technology, and to accelerator programs. Eurospace Hub will bridge the gap between academic institutions and industry using a collaborative ecosystem and entrepreneurial mindset inside the universities and beyond. Every month, with the Eurospace Hub special episodes, we want to share stories about space technology and research with you. Enjoy the conversation.
Today, your host is Jara Pascual, founder and CEO of Colawith. Our guest today is Roxana Perrier. She's doing research on developing life support system for analog missions as projects. Roxana Perrier continues to encourage students' projects linked to sustainability and space. Officially, conference coordinator at IPSA, L'École d'Ingénieur et de l'Espace, scientific and technical support as well, and scientific support at Jerome on Mars. In this episode, Roxana is talking about how she's doing this scientific support to the analog missions, and as well how she's organizing all the students to participate on these analog missions and how she's training them in a specific way to be ready to do these analog missions. Roxana, of course, she will discuss about collaborations and partnerships and how does she collaborate as an academic with industry and other space businesses and startups. Enjoy the conversation. Welcome, Dr. Roxana Perrier, to the podcast Business of Collaboration with a special edition of Eurospace Hub.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me.
You are conference coordinator at IPSA, so the École d'Ingénieur de l'Air et de l'Espace at Toulouse in France.
Yes.
That's where you are doing a lot of super spacey projects with students and without students. So what is your story about becoming a space project developer, like support systems for analog missions and teaching at IPSA in Toulouse?
So after my PhD in chemistry, I spent 6 years in science popularization, and I fell in love with space exploration techniques and its history. So a few years after, I was given the opportunity to start teaching physics and space mechanics and supervise space-related student projects at Institute of Polytechnic Science and Aeronautics, that's called IPSA, in France. So shortly before beginning my teaching career, I was introduced to Euromoon Mars community by Professor Bernard Foing, and he proposed a collaboration with Dr. Agata Kolodziejczyk from the Analog Astronaut Training Center in Poland, with whom we organized moon analog missions for students and professionals. So this is how I got to become project developer for space enthusiasts and for my students and teaching at IPSA.
Yeah, super interesting, because space is not only for space engineers. I think that's a very good example.
Yeah, I think fundamental researchers, like mainly today, if you go and see all the environment in space, you see that actually you have a lot of people that are not coming especially from astrophysics or engineering. So yes, my path is also kind of original and brought me to space.
You participated as analog astronaut yourself at the Euromoon Mars, and still you are supporting the analog missions with students and scientific support. How was your experience yourself as an analog astronaut?
So Firstly, the missions that take place inside an analog moon base. I have a research laboratory where crew members test their own protocols and those of other collaborators and research partners. So this was actually how I went back to research a little bit after my PhD. And in October 2020, I became the commander of the Euromoon Mars Poland 1, so EMM Pole 1 mission. It was actually during the pandemics, and I was locked inside the analog moon base for an entire week with four of my students. And I had a vice commander from Poland with whom I worked on biocontamination. I realized at that time that at some level, like we were during the pandemics in 2020, we actually tested the capacity of everyone of becoming an analog astronaut. And I was kind of trained before getting inside the moon base. But yeah, from my own experience, I think I learned about myself that I could adapt, that I could live for a week without the sunlight. That was kind of interesting. I was jet lagged with 8 hours after 1 week inside a moon base. So that was very strange because I became very efficient during the night, as usually I'm very efficient mornings. So yeah, learned a lot of things about myself and my students, because as I was saying, four of my students were locked with me. So I saw them work and adapt, and it was very interesting, very interesting.
How is your scientific support to the analog missions? So how science is merged, if we can say, with missions?
All the analog based have a laboratory, a research laboratory. So we're inside to do tests on ourselves. We're operators for our own experiments, and we're operators for experiments that were led by someone else, some other research laboratories or other universities or professionals. So for myself, it's been 5 years that I supervise space-related projects at IPSA. So naturally, by getting involved in the organization of the analog missions, I gained an experience and I can be an advice today for the deployment of the scientific experiments during an analog mission. So this is the way science got back into my life, and research mainly.
Now, after this experience, you are organizing several missions for your students to participate in the analog mission. So how is the process if some other teachers from other universities, they want to do the same? What is the process to follow? Or in the other way around, how do you prepare them or train them before the analog mission? So the other maybe professors or lecturers in other universities, they want to jump into this opportunity, but they are not sure how to do this properly. So how are you doing this? And if you select the students, what is the process?
Okay, so in our engineering school, we have preparatory classes. So we have students that come directly after their high school. They have 2 years of preparatory classes, and then they have 3 years of engineering school. What happens today in our academic courses is that we have a project-based learning. And during this type of learning, I propose space experiments for the students. So while they get in our first year of studies for the preparatory classes, a part of them can get involved in space-related projects. I tutor them and I prepare them how to conceive their scientific experiment, how to write the protocol, and then how to guide future analog astronauts to do their experiments. Okay? So during their preparatory classes, they only prepare the scientific part, their engineering part. And while getting as in the engineering part of their courses, third, fourth, or fifth year, they can apply as an analog astronaut. And we select them depending on their skills, like soft skills and strong skills. And of course, their level of English, because usually we are very keen for them to be into an international mission. So they need to have a good level of English too. So all the skills are necessary. They need to be trained as scientists. They need to be trained as engineers, as human beings. Hopefully that they won't forget. And then we have selected students. So in 3 years, for the IPSA side, we sent 20 students that trained as analog astronauts, and they were all involved in international missions. So with other students from all over Europe and the world, because they had from all over the world, actually. Yeah.
If you want to be part of the European space innovation ecosystem in a digital format, go to our website to read more information about how to join. www.eurospacehub.com.
What the students are saying after the analog mission?
So a couple of them gave interviews, and it's really life-changing experience, because you would think it's only 1 week of a lifetime, but it's 1 week when you're really locked inside the analog base. So you will not be able to communicate with the outside, because we have a Capcom and they stick to that. But they learn a lot about themselves, about the way they deal with the others, because being 24 hours a day with four other people or five other people in the same space, sharing the same air, the same environment, is something that's very challenging. So I believe they all came out growing as some better version of themselves.
And you found some cases like they say, I cannot do this because it's extreme environment, or they are like in confinement during 1 week with someone, you know, in a very close environment.
Yeah, I don't think none of my students, but some of the students I tutored from other universities, for some of them, it was a hard experience because, yeah, being so close to others, as you say, sharing the same vital space with someone else that you don't know, you never met before, you just met them when you got into the base, even if they prepared for months, they prepare together for the mission for at least 6 months before. We tried to have virtual meetings to see themselves, to get to prepare their experiments together. Still, some character, part of them, are not prepared to share everything. And even if you can get a little bit isolated and have your own space, still is a small space that you share with someone else, with a lot of others. So yeah, for some it's difficult, but I believe every experience is a good experience for yourself, because you learn a lot about yourself and your efficiency, the way you handle situations that you never thought you would be put in. So great experience.
Going more in deep, why are space missions, in this case analog, important? You are coming from the chemistry background. How many different disciplines are involved in one mission?
That's a hard one. Why space missions are important? Because as all the explorations are important, because we get to know a lot and learn a lot about ourselves and about the interactions in an environment that it's like not a usual environment, it's an extreme environment. As for different disciplines that can be involved, they are all of them. I mean, Yes, we're doing engineering. We're doing chemistry, biochemistry. I told you I worked on biocontamination. I was very happy to discover biocontamination. But you learn a lot about soft skills too. We have a collaboration. We learned about emotional intelligence. We had collaboration, for example, with Celia Villa-Rauch. And it was super interesting. It was exciting. And to see how many things you can learn about people just by acting and reacting. Like, you do your schedule is a really tight schedule. You have a lot of things to do in 24 hours as an analog astronaut. And when you accomplish your challenges and at the end of the day, you write your reports down, and the way you write it, even that is a key element of what happens to yourself. So yeah, all the skills are equally involved in analog missions and all the disciplines.
You are mentioning now collaboration, not only for the analog missions, but as well for your projects you are doing in space. How do you collaborate as an academic with industry and other space businesses or startups or scientifics?
Today, our collaboration with other academic researchers is possible apart through this Euromoon Mars Poland missions, through the collaboration through the platform with Eurospace Hub with you. And the analog missions actually were enabled by the collaborations between all the actors, like young professionals, other universities from Belgium, from Germany, from Italy, from India, laboratories or the analog training center itself that's in Poland, we're in France. So while organizing and making multicultural crews, we are actually able to build collaborations with all the different members of this space enthusiast community. And not only, like you said, all the disciplines are involved. So we are collaborating with a lot of different disciplines, not only aerospace.
You are listening to a Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration.
Now you mentioned Eurospace Hub. As a Eurospace Hub, we want to facilitate the collaboration among different research space communities, but as well industry and startups and agencies. What does it mean for you and for your work and department, Eurospace Hub?
I see it as an opportunity to be visible, to be viewed by the space environment, but not only by entrepreneurs, by industries, as you mentioned, by other universities that we're not especially collaborating yet with. Working with a platform like Eurospace Hub is the main gate to open even more than we are already opened to a world that is still in construction and is evolving every day with new actors, with new industries, with new startups and new entrepreneurs. And we, as an engineering school at IPSA, we would like our students to be there on the front row for the next generation society, professional society, and find their way as either an engineer in the industry, either a researcher, either as an entrepreneur. And I believe this kind of initiative like Eurospace Hub and this platform is a way to do that and help them grow.
Yeah, super interesting. You mentioned now, I like a lot this sentence, you help them grow through the collaboration, the visibility, be visible to others and what others are doing. It's a way to growing together. And yeah. So as well, we are talking about here about innovation, because it's an innovation ecosystem for the space. Yeah. So what does it mean for you, innovation?
Okay, I know we see it all over. Everything is about innovation. For me, innovation means building a future on a joint experience with a fresh view on our society's new challenges. So the value that collaboration for innovation gives is the synergy of the different actors we cannot move forward tomorrow individually. We must do it together. So yeah, for me, it's all together. Innovation is new, a fresh view of something that already know, maybe, just seen differently and mainly not individually, but together.
So now in this podcast, we have super quick questions to know you as a person, Roxana. So super fun. What does your morning routine look like?
I wake up, I share a coffee and a fruit juice, mainly grapefruit, with my husband. Jump into the car with my eldest that's going to the high school, leaving home, the one that's going to the middle school, and coming each of us to our schools because we're four at home and going to four different schools.
What is your favorite place for holidays?
Oh, any place on earth that I can share with my boys and my husband, as long as we're together and happy.
What are you doing with your spare time and your weekends?
Spare time, sometimes. I wonder what that. So I like sightseeing and maybe, yeah, going to a movie or an exhibition. Last weekend, I did an exhibition on the art of the bricks. It was beautiful artwork made in Lego bricks. And that's super fun. Yeah.
It was in Toulouse?
Yes.
Oh,
and
really?
It's all over the world. It's going all over the world. So I really recommend that because it's beautiful. So yeah, small moments.
Would you like to recommend a book and a piece of music?
Okay, a book. A book, didn't have the time to read it yet, but An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. That's something.
Cool.
It's written by Chris Hadfield. He's one of the astronauts that went to space and lived out of the world experience like all of them. But yeah, he has a way of narrating things. And yeah, it's one of the books I love to read. To finish, because I didn't finish. So I recommend it. A piece of music, usually I would say Interstellar or original soundtrack of Hans Zimmer, because I love it, especially when I used to do my planetarium sciences, like Under the Stars with the Interstellar soundtrack. But we're in December, so it's close to Christmas. All the Christmas playlist, I think, it's a good for the heart and for the moral.
Roxana Perrier, thank you very much for this conversation. It's amazing. Do you have some kind of motivation for your students or for other collaborators?
Yeah, I love to tell them to just put their, everyone should put their hopes and dreams high, because on your way to your dreams, or your goals, you always become the better version of yourself. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Perfect. Perfect ending. Thank you, Roxana. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to our Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration. Please share this podcast with your space friends and leave comments on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or on Stitcher. See you next month for another story and interview. In the meantime, you can learn more about us on www.eurospacehub.com.